Well, you haven't seen me in my car in a while, so here I am, Martin Zender, coming to you on Rumble, doing a week of shows on Rumble because I got kicked off of YouTube, as you know, for a week. Today is Thursday. In an hour, I will be on Ace Theo's show with my son, Gabe, from Ohio. Going to be live. You can talk to me. I can talk to you. You can write in your comments, or you can get on the screen. That's what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to do it from my car. I'll be on the screen here tomorrow or today as you're watching this show. And, of course, this weekend I will see you in Omaha, Nebraska. So since I'm on Rumble, I'm thinking, why don't I can talk about politics. I can talk about politics. I can say anything I want on a free platform. This is great. So I think I will. So I will tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. It is game on. The table is completely being set up for the White Horse Rider. And I still see no better candidate for the White Horse Rider than Donald Trump. I could be wrong, but it's going to be somebody of that ilk. But I don't know anybody who has the cojones to endure what the enemies are throwing at him. And as I've said many times, the final deception, the beast of the final days of Millennium 6, has to be something that Christians love. Christians must go for it wholesale. And what we are seeing now in my country and really around the world, we are seeing the enemies of individual nations, the champions of totalitarianism, taking off the mask, showing you who they are, and they are making a strong power play right now because they know that their time is short, just like Satan when he's cast from heaven in the during the tribulation. He knows his time is short, and so he goes absolutely crazy. It's no holds barred time. So that's what I'm seeing now. So we're seeing in my country, we have an administration here in my country that is making a huge grasp for power. It is a naked power grab in that this administration is going after, using the entities of the police state, the FBI, CIA, especially the FBI, to go after its political enemies. Political speech is now illegal in my country. I mean, it's not technically illegal. We still have a constitution in the United States that states we have freedom of speech. But what good is the constitution if the people who want to be in charge have no regard for it? So it's a scary time in that you cannot speak out. In the United States, you cannot speak out against the current regime, or you will be investigated, you will be punished, and it's happening very obviously now. I don't see how anybody can deny it. And the good thing about that, there's one good thing about it, there's a silver lining here in that people's eyes are being opened to the blatant evil of it. And these people on the left, they let no crisis go to waste. In fact, they create crises such as global warming, the scam, the pandemic. They create these scenarios where they scare you to death, and they scare you in order to make you do what they want you to do. It's fear, fear, fear. I'm going to talk about fear in Omaha, that we have a God in whom we have no fear. This is very unusual because all the foreign gods worshipped by Israel, they always induced worship via fear. Fear is the number one tactic of the enemy. Satan is the enemy. And you can be afraid of something that doesn't even exist. You can be afraid that you're going to go to hell for eternity, which is not even true. But nevertheless, fear does its work. And just as the tendency of the foreign gods, the Elohim, foreign gods, small e Elohim, to induce fear, it is the tendency of human governments towards tyranny. It's in humans to rule. That once humans get the rule, they become evil. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And there are very few nations in the history of the human race that did not end up as authoritarian powers, centralized powers, where you have a small group of ruling people who call themselves the elite. And it is their desire to rule over other people. And they make draconian laws. They subjugate the population. But of course, they themselves are never subject to their own laws. This is the tendency. And the United States, speaking just for my nation here, has been a beacon of light because of our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights tells us what the government cannot do to us. The Bill of Rights limits the power of government. And our founders knew that the tendency of humanity, because humanity is corrupt because of death, because of sin, and it takes a miracle of God to deliver you from death and sin, our Lord Jesus Christ, but the world at large knows nothing of this, and so their tendency is to rule with an iron fist, to subjugate peoples, because it's in the heads of some people. I don't know how people get this. It's in their heads that they know better than you, and that you must give your power and authority to them. And when you do, then they're going to make life wonderful for you. But this never works out when you have a centralized group of people, a small group of people ruling over other people. Look at history. People have always thought that it could never happen in our country. But it is happening right now as I speak. There is a major power play for an authoritarian rule. Call it communism, basically. It's communism. But this, however, cannot be the final deception. I mean, when you look at the things that are being done, like cutting off our own energy supply, opening the borders of our country, printing more money, giving away more money, it's all being done on purpose for the sake of chaos, because authoritarians need chaos. They need panic. They need fear, so that then you will give up your rights to them, because you're convinced that unless they save you, you're not gonna make it. But again, they create the problems that they then claim they will rescue you from. That's what happened with the scam. I still don't feel even free to say it. That's what happened with the scam. And that's what's happened with the global warming scare. If you don't segregate paper from plastic, the planet's gonna burn up in 20 years. Al Gore had a doomsday countdown, which is come and gone. They scare weak people. This planet's not gonna be here unless you give power to us. It's all fake, because they know it's not true. The ones on top know it's not true. But people are so manipulatable, so sheepish, that they'll just go along with it. And the remedy is right information. But in my country right now, the main news networks are really arms of the left. They are the propaganda arm of the left, and they follow the marching orders of the left. The left tells them what to say, what not to say. And unless you toe the line, they will make life miserable for you. And that's happening in my country right now. It's become a police state where the people fear to say anything, fear to do anything. Just liking Donald Trump can send the FBI to your front door. And it's happening right now. But again, this is the perfect backdrop. And I believe this is what's happening. It's becoming so obvious now that it becomes a perfect backdrop for a savior, for a white horse rider. And if it's not Trump, I don't know who it would be. The white horse rider, I remind you, is a reformer, is a conqueror. And the fact that the horse is white means that it will be a righteous appearing entity that gives the power back to the people. One of the greatest things Trump said in his inauguration speech in 2016, January of 2017, was I'm going to take power away from Washington, D.C. and give it to the people. That sealed his fate right there. That's the last thing the people in Washington, D.C. want. They don't want power taken away from them. They've long forgotten that they're servants of the people. Forget it. They're servants of themselves. They'll do anything to keep power. They have no moral compass whatsoever. They'll do anything to keep their power. And again, they have this delusion that they're smarter than everybody else, and they're going to run your life. And they make promises that stupid people believe. We're going to make life better for you. We're going to give you a free wage. We're going to make the earth habitable. We're going to make sure that there's not too many people on the earth so that you will be able to live wonderful lives. And the people just believe this crap. And then once they believe it and vote these people in, then it's all over, because then, of course, the tide turns against them. And those people who made the promises never had their good in mind to begin with. They just told lies. They say whatever they have to do to get into power. The different thing about Trump is that, again, take power away from Washington, D.C. and give it to the people. Here's a guy that didn't need the power. He didn't need the money. He already had power. He already had money. And if you want to know about Trump, just look at who hates him. Look at his enemies. I've been told by a couple people, Trump's all, it's part of the New World Order. Trump's all a part of it. No, he's not. He's not. Because the New World Order people, the global people, are Trump's enemies. They hate him so bad, they will do anything to get rid of him. That's what this whole raid on Mar-a-Lago was about. I drove past Mar-a-Lago last weekend. The whole raid, they just don't want him to run again. They are desperate. Because if he runs and if he wins, it's a different Trumpy than you saw in 2016. It's a different Trumpy now. He was a bit naive when he came in 2016. He kept all the people from the Obama administration. What? He should have cleared house completely, but he trusted too many people. He wanted to look like he was reaching across the aisle and going to work with everyone. We're all going to be one big happy family. And just, no, he had no idea of the killer instinct of these people, that they will destroy him, they will destroy his family, they will do anything. They will destroy people who support him. That's what they're doing now. They're widening the net and destroying people who like this guy. But this is the only politician, in my mind, that didn't need the power, didn't need the money, that legitimately wanted to make life better for people. You may say that's naive. I don't think so. I'm not saying the guy's spiritual. He's not. Anytime he talks about he's a Christian, it's all, he isn't. Yeah, okay, he's a Christian, but you know my definition of Christians. He's a religionist. It's all fake. But the Christians love him. They love him. And I think that because of what's happening now, people are getting so distraught, so upset, that the orange man is going to be back in a big way, in a big way. And then we're going to see, okay, he's taken the gloves off. And the reason the left is so desperate to keep this man out is because they know that he's going to come after them. The tide's going to turn. Tables are going to turn. He's coming after them. And they know they're guilty of sin. They know that they've broken laws left and right, but they do it with impunity. It's definitely a two-tier justice system here. Anybody on the left, they can break laws left and right. The president's son, for instance, no consequences whatsoever. But if the other side gets in charge, and if Trump is in charge, he's been persecuted so much. And I'm telling you, there's no cleaner politician that has ever been. They've thrown everything at him, and the guy is so clean. He's incredibly clean. He's squeaky clean. He's stupidly clean. It's unbelievable that nothing has been able to stick to him. He's been the most investigated person in the history of the world. And I mean that, in the history of the world. Every tool, every powerful U.S. agency has been set against him. They've told lies about him. They plant spies in his campaign. They tried to plant evidence. I mean, everything has been done to this guy. He's still standing, and they're still scared to death of him. That should tell you everything you need to know about what side this guy's on. I'm not saying, again, I'm not saying he's spiritual, but I'm saying if he's a man of lawlessness, if he's the Antichrist, then remember, anti in the Greek doesn't mean against Christ. It means instead of Christ. He's going to be the Savior, man. And we're going to love it. I mean, normal people will love it. Because when he, remember all the lies they told about Trump? It's fear again, fear, fear, fear. Oh, he's insane. He's another Hitler. He's going to, you know, you can't trust him with the nuclear codes. He's going to blow everything up. He's going to start World War III. No, he prevented World War III. There were no wars when Trump was the president. He went after Al-Qaeda and he crushed them. Right? And the unemployment rates for everyone was low. Wages were high. And, you know, Trump rightly says today, he goes, do you miss me yet? Do you miss me yet? I mean, everything's going to be investigated when this guy's back in office. The hoax, the whole Russian hoax of 2016 is going to be investigated. Hunter Biden's laptop, all going to be investigated. Our so-called leader in the United States, who I call the exhumed body, he is so corrupt. China owns him because they bribed the hell out of him. Of course, you know the story. They hired his son. China hired his son, and Ukraine hired his son, and for jobs he had knew nothing about. And they did it to get access to daddy. It's called pay for play. They get access to daddy. And so they have dirt on daddy. This is why Biden is so accommodating to China, because they own him. They have a dossier 10 feet high of blackmail material on him. He's a criminal. The guy who's running my country right now is a freaking criminal. Trump is the opposite. He's like a Boy Scout. If he was a criminal, they would have produced the evidence 10 times over. But they got nothing. How is it even possible that a guy like Trump, who all the things he's done, all the circles he's run in, all the, that there's not, they have nothing on him? It seems incredible to me. Yeah, he's a philanderer. He's a bit of a womanizer. Yeah, okay, well. But as far as legality, the guy was smart with his taxes. He knows all the tax loopholes. He bragged about it. You remember that screeching mummy Hillary Clinton in the campaign in 2016 accused him of not paying taxes? Trump says, I'm smart. I know how to work the tax system. That's simple. So this guy, I don't see it happening any other way. Because the final deception has to be slick. It has to be Christianized. It has to be white. It has to do away with corruption. It has to uncover the moles and the slime and the dirt and the swamp, as they call it. That is the unelected bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. D.C. just wants to keep power and lord it over the people. They're making a major power play. And they have been since the exhumed body got into office. The exhumed body doesn't even know what he's doing. But there's people behind him writing his scripts. And he's declared war on his political enemies. That's what tyrants do. Two things tyrants do right off the bat. People who want to be authority, who want to have absolute power. They censor and they want to take away your guns. The left has wanted to take away guns for years. And they claim it's because they care about safety. Yeah, they care about safety. No, they don't want any resistance when they take over. That's why our founding fathers put the Second Amendment in there, that we have the right to bear arms, because they know that humans tend to tyranny, and they know that the government could go bad, and they want the people to be able to protect themselves from their government. I've heard stupid politicians on the left say, you don't need an automatic weapon to kill a deer. Hey, numbnuts, the automatic weapon is not for killing deer. It's for you. Should you become tyrannical? Should you become so arrogant that you think that you can squash the people and rule them according to your own rules? Well, no. But that's the tendency in human history. That's the tendency. So we're going to have to see something rise up soon. I thought before that the public ministry of Christ in 27, I thought that that could be the, that was the mark that started the 2,000 years from Christ, in which case the kingdom would come in 27, 28. Other people have said, no, it's the death of Christ, the death of Christ and his entombment and his resurrection, which starts that 2,000 year clock. Those people might be right, in which case Christ returns in 2030 instead of 2027. It's a 3-year difference. The beginning of his public ministry and his death, you have three and a half years there. So it's still game on, folks. I mean, if Christ returns in 2030, if the kingdom starts in 2030, subtract 7 years, then the tribulation would start in 2023. I thought it very possible that Christ's public ministry was the beginning, and which was in 27, in which case tribulation would have started in 2021. And some people think we're in the tribulation. I don't think we are. I mean, it's possible, but I just don't think so. But my disposition on this has not changed, and I see that it's just becoming more and more black and white. The black background, I mean, in the short term, this is going to really suck. It really sucks. Europe is going to freeze this winter because the idiots gave away all their natural gas. They gave away, they shut down all their pipelines, nuclear plants and everything, and they're trying to operate on green energy, which is not nearly ready to be utilized. And this is not being done because they care for the earth. Oh, we care about it. They don't give a shit about the earth. It's a way to control people. If you have a global problem, you need a global solution. And oh, we have a global problem. The earth's going to burn up unless you give us all your power. And we want to put you on an electric grid that we can open and shut at will. Yeah, if you put fossil fuel in your car, otherwise known as gasoline, they can't control that. But if everything's electric, they control the grid and they can make you, they can shut it down on you anytime they want. Then you die, basically. Can't heat yourself, can't warm yourself, can't cool yourself, you can't drive anywhere. And so it's just so blatantly evil and stupid. Anybody who still thinks that the left cares, it's just, I'm sorry, but you're asleep. You're completely asleep. Anybody who thinks they care about people's health, they don't want you to get the virus. If you think that, if you still think that they really do want to save us from global catastrophe, this fake thing known as global warming, no, no, I'm sorry. That's not the way it is. They're using these things as leverage. They're using these things to get power and to keep power. So the two things the tyrants do, they want to take away your guns and they censor you. They censor you. They do not want opposition voices. They must censor. And then they have to have a propaganda ministry that tell you lies, feed you lies. That's what the Nazis did. Feed you lies, feed you lies, feed you lies. They have that here in the United States with the major news networks. In order to know what's going on, just like in the scriptures, you got to go under the surface. You got to go beneath the surface, find independent voices. I'm an independent voice of spirituality. There are also independent voices with news, real news, with what's actually going on. As in anything, folks, the mainstream is always wrong. Mainstream medicine, mainstream education, mainstream politics, mainstream religion, mainstream education, it's all off. It's all off. It's all run by people who are arrogant, by people who just want power. You have to look under the surface to find the truth, to find people like myself who really do care about the truth more than their self-interest. And it's hard to find, but it's there. It's there. You just have to look for it. So it's game on. I haven't changed my opinion of this at all. In fact, I see it developing more and more hardcore. It just seemed almost obvious to me now that this is what's going to happen. The tide's going to turn big time. And again, the left is working against itself by now being so desperate that they're becoming more blatantly, they don't care how people see them anymore. It's like a desperate power grab because they know we have what we call a midterm election coming up in November. It's what it says it is, in the middle of a presidential term. We elect the houses of Congress and the House of Representatives, the senators. And it's very important because that then will become an agreeable platform. If it goes the right way, it'll be an agreeable platform for when Trump comes back. He can pretty much do what he wants. That scares the shit out of the left, because what he wants is what he said. And on his inauguration day. Take power away from Washington, D.C. Oop, that put a big target on his back. And give it back to the people? The people? Oh, my God. We can't have that. But if he gets back, when he gets back, of course, we're going to have a period of prosperity. We're going to have a period of sheer joy when we're going to finally see these morons get what's coming to them. That's going to be wonderful. I can't wait to see it. But it's going to turn. It's going to turn. And the White Horse Rider will become the beast. But again, the beast has to be Christianized because it's a religious entity. We know that from the four beasts that Daniel saw coming out of the sea and Daniel chapter 7. Anyway, well, it's kind of fun to be able to say all this on a platform that won't censor me. It's been fun. It's been great. So I'll see you in a little bit on Ace Theo's show. And I'll make a show for tomorrow. As you know, tomorrow, Friday, I'm traveling, flying to Omaha, Nebraska. I can't wait to see everybody there. Will Fay is going to pick me up at the airport. I'm going to feel like a real celebrity. I hope he has a limousine because I won't accept anything less than a limousine. Haha. Of course, that's a joke. But anyway, can't wait to see you all. And I'm going to make a show tomorrow. I think I'm going to make it about God consciousness. It's not going to be as long as this show. But it's going to fuel you in these difficult days ahead. And the deception's coming. And you're going to love the deception. You have to love the deception. Because even the elect would be deceived if it were possible.